Kiss FM, η Opie Theatre Show.
Ah, oh, very cool. Jim Jeffries still in studio.
Hey.
Meatball guy left with his meatball obsession business.
That was pretty
and
good.
And he has been replaced by Terrence Howard.
Terrence Howard.
I'm the new meatball.
Who's beyond cool.
I know, right?
He has us cracking up before we even start.
And he's got a sharp... He's just like so sharp.
You're making us look really bad.
Your mama made y'all look bad.
look at that perfect suit on this guy. Perfect.
He's even got like the handkerchief in the pocket.
I know. He's got that look and he can pull it off.
Yeah. You're doing a lot of press though, right?
Yeah, it's just killing you. You know, I was supposed to be in Mexico right now getting in trouble.
Oh, man.
And they called and said, no, you've got to come and promote this movie. And I'm out here doing this stuff. And, you know, Colin's going to make all the money from it. Movie's going to make all the money from it. No money's coming to me. So everybody out there, go see Dead Man Down and tell them they should send Terrence some money. It's coming out tonight. There's an advertisement for you.
Getting good reviews.
Our paper's giving it the good reviews.
Yeah, no.
Here in New York.
They did this. Neil's Arden did his thing in it, and Colin, you know, the Irish, there's something about the Irish. I don't know, they steal all the women, they take all the alcohol, and they're okay. You're okay if you're Irish and you're drunk.
Right, it's fine.
If you're a black man and you're drunk, you're lazy, right? What's that about?
But this is the thing about Colin Farrell, though. Like his whole career, he's been like, oh, I'm so cool, I'm so fucking cool, I'm smoking, I'm, you know, smoking on TV. You know when you're smoking on TV and you're looking fucking cool, right? But then, I watched a documentary on the cunt. He used to be a line dance instructor.
Was he?
Yeah, in fucking Dublin. There's pictures of him in a cowboy hat with chaps making fat Irish women dance.
Different guy, huh?
Yeah, he's not as tough as you think.
I didn't see that. I didn't know that.
I want to get
someone
one of those
Google
pictures.
That. Yeah, you need a picture Google of that. There'll be a picture of it.
Oh, I believe it. We'll find it.
He's got a reputation for being a little out there and a little...
had some fun, man.
Yeah.
He has had some fun, but he's calmed down a lot. I mean, he gave me a lot of freaking advice when he was losing his girlfriend.
Shit.
But he has always have 20 new girls to come and get to
no
him,
doubt.
You know, because he's... What's up with these Widow's Peak and the handsome white dudes, man? I got white in me. I got a Widow's Peak.
Yeah, I see a Widow's Peak there. Come on.
No, they painted that in this morning, man.
Something tells me you probably, you know, did just fine for yourself.
Yeah, I did all right.
Over the years, I'm sure. What do you do these days as far as relationship? But what's that situation
well,
like?
Well, no, I've started counseling with my wife. Mm-hmm. You know, we're considering whether we can reconcile or not.
Is that work? That
Hell
counseling
no,
stuff?
It don't work. But I think the judge looks at it more favorably.
Oh, okay. Like you gave it a shot. Like you tried and gave
you
it a
tried.
Shot.
I've done that. I've been to that with girlfriends.
Have you? With girlfriends?
Well, no, well, you,
counseling
current,
with
current, uh-huh. girl, current girlfriend with a child.
Oh, anyway, okay. Sorry, but,
baby mama. Definitely baby mama.
You go along to the counselor. The counselor agrees with you, like, maybe you're acting like a bit of a bitch and Jim isn't a bad guy, right? And you walk out of the counseling like, I think I'm winning. I think I'm winning.
I think I'm on,
And then she's like, we're not going to see that guy again. That guy's an idiot. Right? And then you go to some woman and the woman's like, no, he's a scumbag. And you're like, shit.
No, what I hate about counseling, you go in there and the guy tells you, look, you have to pick a time in which you're going to discuss certain topics. Mm-hmm. You can't argue all day. You can't jump out and bushwhack somebody every 5 minutes with an argument or a problem. You've got to pick a time, 5 minutes every 2 or 3 hours to have this conversation. Jesus. But we walk out of there, and every girl that I've ever gone with counseling with, we come out there, and she goes right into the same stuff. It's like, do you have a mind?
Did you hear this man
$500.
Right, you didn't listen at all.
You didn't listen to him? Okay, I know what to do. I'm going to roll a joint next time, and we just going to sit there. And you know how they used to do counseling? They used to give MDMA in the 50s. You'll go in there if you were in merit counseling, and they would give you a pill, both of you appeal, you go home, they tell you to take the pill, and a half hour later, talk about what's going on.
Really?
That's where it all came from.
I wish they did it like how they do it in Saudi Arabia. Stoning. there's not enough stoning counseling.
Oh my God.
really? ridiculous. Did I say that woman on TV had great tits? Get in your hole.
The ridiculous thing is thinking that anyone can tell you to be rational when you're in an emotional, irrational moment. The reason you're arguing is because you can't think rationally. So they tell you, 5 minutes, put it at 5 minutes. Do you think you're actually going to be making your point and then look at your watch and go, honey, we got to stop.
We've got to stop.
That's 5 minutes.
Exactly. It's always like, take a deep breath.
They don't take a deep breath. No. They over-talk you the whole freaking time. You're trying to be calm and like, look, I'm trying to be a gentleman.
Uh-huh.
And then you walk from the bathroom into the kitchen trying to get away from
them. Oh, my
then
God.
You walk into the bedroom and they're still right there. Then you walk into the living room and then they take the remote from you and they corner you. And then when you yell back... Ooh. You
then
are a monster.
Now you're the monster.
And then you go put your legs on you, shoot the bitch through the bathroom door.
And then you say, you didn't know that she was, you thought she was a burglar. You thought she was a burglar.
Wow.
Or you could get stabbed 27 times and shot in the head.
That was a crazy story. She's batshit crazy, that one.
Oh, but they could get away with it. Look at Lorena Bobbitt. She didn't go to jail.
No.
But let a man do that to a woman.
Yeah.
So, hard time.
Oh, my God.
Speaking about that, Megan, your brains. Opie, when you had kids, did you go to parenting classes?
Yeah, in the beginning.
Yeah, we went to one, right? And they have this video where there's this guy, and they're like, hey, everyone, don't shake babies. And I'm like taking the piss. I'm like, can someone get me a pen?
You know that.
And then they got this guy in the video that's like, when you feel like shaking the baby, count to 10. Then don't.
Who wants to shake a baby? You shake a martini.
No. I want to shake a baby.
I tell you what, I dream
about shaking my fucking baby. I don't do it because I'm a rational person.
Okay, all right, but you think about
my
it.
Belly.
I would love to just do it during like a lullaby. Like, go to sleep, you little fucking cunt.
Keep the money, I want your baby.
They will challenge you, those babies.
No, yeah.
You understand why some parents lose their fucking minds.
Yeah.
No, you got to get back to smacking your kid in the mouth.
the way they
used to do. Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, I got smacked in the mouth all the time.
All the time.
I turned out all right. I got my ass whooped at least 3 times a day. My father would come home, dude, I know you did something. Get your ass over. Come here. And he used to whoop us with these laughs. You know that they put the plaster on?
Oh,
those little
things. Yeah.
And he'd whoop us on our thighs because my daddy was a Muslim.
Holy
He'd whip us on the bottom of our feet and our thighs. And I turned out all right.
You're fine.
And how does that make you feel? And do you find that has affected your relationship today?
Oh, boy. Psychobabble. No, I knew I did something wrong when I felt the wrath of the belt.
The belt?
You know? My dad had his belt. And he'd come in and give us a few whacks with that thing. And then if we were, like, almost bad enough to get hit, he would hang the belt on the bedroom door. And that buckle would, like, glimmer in the light like a warning. Like, there it is.
And that was good enough.
I'll tell you what. You haven't lived until you've had a 300 to 400-pound woman who...
Jim's mom.
That's my whole sentence. You haven't lived until my mother, this is her trick, right? You do something, you'd break something, and then you'd be like, fuck, am I in trouble? She'd be like, nah, you're not in trouble. Everything's fine. And then she'd leave it till 3 a.m., and she'd wake you up to a beating.
Wow. That's
now,
cruel.
If you had a black grandmother...
Right.
You know those extension cords?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We didn't have any extension cords in the house. I'd cut them in half because they would beat the shit out of you with an extension cord.
That...
And then have the audacity to rub butter on you afterwards. Now, baby, you know you shouldn't have done that. Come on over here. You know you do it again. I'm going to whoop your ass again. Now get over here.
That's mean, man.
That's torturous.
I once laid my mother out, punched her in the stomach when I was a teenager, and she hit the ground like a bag of shit. and to this day, I have no problem with it. I'm kind of proud of it. She used to hit me every day.
That tactic, though, is like when you get people that are held hostage, and the guy goes, you'll go home today. And they put you in the car, give you your civvies, you drive you around the block, and you're like, wait a minute, we're going back. Yes, you'll not go home today.
Right.
That is torturous.
Do you watch Locked Up Abroad?
That's psycho. Oh, fuck, yeah. That she's doing on you.
That's the best show on TV.
I locked up abroad once. Me and Rick James.
Yeah, that's frightening. That's a frightening show.
I want to talk about more about Dead Man Down over here.
Dead Man Down. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're talking about
Dead Man Down. The movie's gonna do fine.
Women have on men is basically Dead Man Down. Down. And before they had Viagra, it was Dead Man Down. Now Dead Man Standing, the resurrection.
So what's the gist of the movie?
No, the movie is just about the revenge that we have, like him beating the shit out of his mama.
He upped it a little bit for you.
I got one in the bread basket.
One in the bread basket. You knocked the wind out of her. I wouldn't call that a beating.
It's just about revenge. You got Noomi's character that's out for revenge for the person that messed up her face when really it was her daddy.
Mm.
You know, well, not her daddy. She's a beautiful girl. I shouldn't have said that. I love her. Noomi, are you out there? But no, and then you've got Colin's character who has lost his entire family, and everybody's looking for revenge. And you've got my character, who's just a nice black guy in the movie that's trying to be upscale in the middle of a white neighborhood. And you got people that's throwing shit on top of me like it's my fault. I didn't do anything to anybody, but why do people keep fucking with me?
Mm.
That's what the movie should be.
Because I remember that character. That sounded familiar.
A little bit.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Jimmy Norton isn't here. He's a huge fan. Obviously, he talks about your role in Crash all the time, which was obviously fantastic.
Yeah, that was great to watch my wife get molested. That was a great experience. I love that moment.
That's a tough scene.
That is a tough scene.
That's a real tough scene.
And Matt Dillon did not pull back a punch. You know, sometimes an actor, if they got to hit you, they'd be like, look, I'm sorry, man. It might hurt a little bit. But Matt was sitting there molesting my wife, looking at me. You like this, don't you?
Oh,
you want me to do it to you?
Wow.
And I'm about to whoop this white boy's ass.
That's like when my dog fucks a shoe.
What?
You know when your dog fucks a shoe and stares at you?
Like, well, that's what I'm gonna do to you. You got some crazy shit going on with you,
my
man.
God.
He looks at you when he's doing
Jim
it.
Jeffrey.
We had
give
this,
you the stink eye.
I knew this dog that used to do that to everybody, and then there's this little kid. I was like 7, but it was this 6-year-old girl that, and the dog's name was Chewy. And when the dog jumped on her, now we told her, we just said, just stay still, knowing that the dog would keep humping her.
Oh shit! Yeah. Just
that was so bad.
Yeah, her name's Lucy.
I was 7, but I was 7.
But you knew that shit was cool.
It was cool, man.
You knew it 7.
Unbelievable, man.
Well, the movie's going to fucking do very well.
No
one's going to see that dumb Oz movie. They're going to see this thing.
The Oz movie looks shit, doesn't it?
Well, it's getting zero stars.
It's too much CGI.
Zero stars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, we know the story.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're going to bring the wizard. It's going to be before that. Yeah. You're going to try to kill the witch. We know you don't fucking kill her. She's in the next movie.
Are we still talking about women?
It's more about counseling.
He's helping out your movie, Terrence. Indirectly.
Holy shit.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
I can tell you what happens. I bet you the wizard stays.
Yeah, you bet.
He travels on, he probably stays there.
There really wouldn't be any surprises.
Maybe they kill the wizard and a new one takes his place.
Hell no.
Probably.
You know who takes his place? Alphonse. In this movie.
Yeah.
Dead Man Down takes it.
Yes.
The Wizard of Oz. Who gives a damn about the Wizard of Oz?
Fuck that.
You know, they didn't even bring the midgets back.
Nope.
What was that about?
That was my biggest complaint with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, the Oompa Loompas.
No dwarfs, no ticket money from me.
No.
You can't bring out one dwarf and
Hollywood figured out we could handle one dwarf. People will handle one dwarf.
We'll just multiply the one dwarf. I tell you what, I played the Little People's Convention of America at the Marriott in Anaheim.
You did?
I have a dwarf friend, Brad Williams, who's a comic, and he said, I got this gig, and you know, I tell you what, man, there was so many dwarfs there, and they all go to just fuck each other, right? Because it's like a convention of them, and it's like an even playing field.
And
they're quite
everyone's
they're quite
a dwarf.
They don't have to compete with normal sized people.
My dwarf friend Brad, the thing that he said was wrong. He goes, because there was kid dwarfs and everything like that. He goes, the biggest problem he has is you know when you look at it like a child who's a dwarf. He goes, I can't tell whether it's a child or an adult either. Like he's a dwarf. He'll be chatting to a girl that he thinks like 25, and he'll be like, "Oh, so you're 11? Oh, well, just because we were the same height." I'll tell you something. Dwarf kids, like little kids, like 5-year-old dwarfs, fucking adorable,
man. Yeah.
Are you talking about primordial dwarfs?
Like little, with the big foreheads and
the little teeth.
Yeah, there's like there's 200 different types of dwarfism, so we have the whole mixed bag here, right? But it makes you not want to have a regular kid.
Really?
Oh, if you had one of them in your house.
You want a little baby dwarf?
It's like if your baby was walking. Like your baby, they're outrageously good. The little dwarves.
Terrence might have tapped out.
Did y'all remember? Oh. No.
You still
remember that Andy Newman song?
I really
short people. Short people got nobody.
Right.
That was a mean song.
Apparently so. A lot of people
really
didn't like it.
I didn't make that up. I really did do that gig.
Yeah,
I was a giant. I saw they put this game room up for all the dwarf kids, like with video games and stuff. I'm a pinball nut, and they had a couple of pinball machines there. And I thought, why the fuck aren't these kids playing the pinball machines?
Oh, no.
It takes two dwarf children to play a pinball machine.
Really?
Because their arms don't reach around. they have to do a three-legged race.
Flipper at a time.
I'm not laughing.
See, he's tapping out. He's tapping out, I think.
No.
He's trying to be cool, but I think he's tapping out.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe this. He was all right when I punched my mother.
No.
Yeah.
yesterday, for the first time, I never had a sexual attraction to, you know, to a little person like that. But yesterday, I saw a little person, you know, he was quite cute.
They had a few of the porn star ones there.
Porn stars?
There's a lot of porn star dwarfs, man. Big industry.
Yeah, there are. Big industry.
And we had a few of those little hoochie fucking porn star chicks. It was quite the scene.
There's a few obviously the little one from... what was that? Total Recall? The little blonde one?
The original one.
You looked and went, I might throw that one a...
Yeah.
A little flip.
We had a bad experience with a dwarf on our show. She thought she wanted to be a stripper, and we go, come on in. We'll see if you're doing everything right.
Oh, we had her audition for us.
Right.
She got up on one of the consoles and started dancing, and then she burst into tears. Oh, it was very uncomfortable.
She realized, I guess, that she didn't want to be a stripper.
Who consoled her?
It might have been Jack Black. He was in that thing.
And
Jack Black used to do the show.
Yeah, and Colin was in too.
And Tom Hanks' son.
Colin Hanks, yeah.
It was a weird day. But she...
that wasn't odd.
She decided she didn't want to be a stripper, so we helped her out in the end.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys have the Miss Delaware thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
I did a routine on my last special, which was about when I was fucking Michael Phelps' ex-girlfriend, and...
Which he did, by the way, Terrence.
Wow.
For the record.
And I was the thing was, she broke up with Michael because Michael had cheated on her with Miss America. And my joke was, Miss California. And I said, well, I could never do that to you. I said, it's not that I wouldn't, I just couldn't. It's Miss California. That bitch has got to be fucking tasty, right?
Yeah,
I'm a minor celebrity. I could cheat on you with, say, Miss Delaware, right? You said that as a throwaway thing.
You had 50 states to choose from, you chose the one.
I called it.
You called it. Before it happened.
As soon as that story broke, I had 1,000 Twitters going, maybe you could fuck Miss Delaware.
Yeah.
I had $200 on camera, sure.
I've been trying to get her attention and get her to follow me on Twitter, so all the fans have just been talking about what a great guy I am. I got a DM from her that was like, who are you?
Well, the thing is she taking a full point? She's a shit fuck.
I don't care.
I think she's adorable.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Did you nut?
Even a shit fuck is
a great
fuck.
Did you orgasm? Let me say it politically correct. Did you arrive?
When I was masturbating to it.
Oh, okay.
Bro, I didn't fuck her. I just watched the porn. Yes, but I did, but I had to put a lot of work.
No, he wants
it.
To know what a shit fuck is.
A shit fuck is someone who's not a good fuck.
But he's saying if you're not, what's the difference?
Oh, this bad fuck is a good fuck.
Do you always nut?
Insert, withdraw, repeat.
I'll tell you the only good
that's
fuck
the
I
goal.
Know.
Right.
That's why we're here.
I'm not doing it for resume stuff.
The only great fuck that I know is me, because I'm the only one who always makes me come.
You need some therapy a little bit. I've got a great therapist that's been helping me deal with some childhood trauma and issues. You know.
Have you ever been like with a therapist where you've talked about your childhood and they've gone, Jesus.
You do not want that.
No. They tell you, I'm sorry that happened to you.
I'm sorry. Heard one was like, you know, that's not normal.
Wow. And they've heard it all.
Why I'm fucking here talking to you in the first place. Something's not right.
Don't make me feel worse by thinking I'm the one real lunatic you've ever spoken to.
My mother used to do a thing when we were kids. She used to take me and my brothers down, and it sort of worked. Me and my brothers are both successful. We come from a very working class family, but she used to take us in our summer holidays
this can't be good.
No, it's not that bad.
Hold on, let me get
every
the
story. Every Jim Jeffrey story starts out sweet.
No, this is a very quick one.
His mom getting it in the bread basket.
She used to take us to a factory.
Terrence has to go.
Where you'd watch like some like mentally challenged person just putting lids on a container just over and over and over again. She'd make you stare at that for 4 or 5 hours, constantly whispering in your ear, what will happen to you if you don't work hard.
Wow.
Right?
And look at what happened.
And I told that to the therapist, like, see, my mom did some good things. And the therapist was like,
that was a good thing?
Yeah, because I didn't
know. That's psychopathic.
Yeah.
Helped you with your work ethic.
I only just found that out. That's a bad day for a kid.
She deserved another punch that day.
Another punch to the bread basket.
Registered in your neighborhood?
Yeah. Nice.
Are you one of those dot people?
Yeah. Terrence has to go.
Terrence, this was awesome.
What a blast.
This is great. It's been a long time since I've been able to talk to some men.
Hanging out.
Since it's just us anyway.
Yeah.
I love y'all, man.
Come back, please.
We'd love to have you back.
Great,
Dead
man.
Men Down. It's in theaters today. Go. Take your date tonight.
Right on.
And also The Company You Keep, April 5th. Limited release in New York and L.A.
Yeah.
Terrence Howard,
this was
big
a great
fan.
Guest.
This is wonderful.
Love
Thank
having you
in.
So Thanks so much.
You're really, really
I want to come back and see y'all again.
Anytime you're in town promoting something, come on in. You're a blast, man. A lot of fun.
Thank you.
Terrence Howard and Jim, I think we're wrapping up, too. So.
Right, Jim Jeffries.
He's got the big show on FX. Legit.
Yeah, legit. I'm at the Best Buy Theater tonight. I think there's less than 100 tickets left for all the shows put together. There's two shows, and I'm in Boston tomorrow, and Boston's sold out. So
nice.
Fucking sorry.
Good seeing you, buddy.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.